Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar with 13 plus years of experience into healthcare management and operations in various fields of healthcare. Today we'll be discussing about hospital disaster planning and management. Let's understand what exactly hospital disaster planning and management is all about. The introduction to the disaster management basically was given by WHO. In 1990, it called and emphasized disaster preparedness as a global imperative. What exactly is this disasters, or what exactly disaster means at all? The notable disasters which have occurred currently in India are like Bhopal gas leak, which happened in 1984, Andhra Pradesh and Orissa cyclones, earthquakes in Latur and Gujarat. It's actually the highlight of the need of the structured approach to how to tackle these disasters. There are some challenges evolved into disaster management. The important challenges are large-scale disruption occurring into human ecology and health, resulting in death, injury, and immense human suffering, and significant financial resources loss internationally as nationally. The dimensions of disaster management. Let's define what exactly disaster is. Disaster is a calamity or sudden misfortune, often resulting from hazards like earthquake, floods, or cyclone. It overloads the normal medical or health relief system of a district. Western definition basically means a sudden or a widespread distribution of social system beyond control. The relief basically is multidimensional. It requires a multi-institutional approach involving district hospital, public hospital, and organizations. District hospital plays a crucial role in disaster management, extending it beyond the routine emergency services. It engages the disaster preparedness by both district health authorities as well as community for effective mitigations. What are the fundamentals of disaster management? Basically, there are three fundamentals in disaster management: disaster response, disaster preparedness, and disaster mitigation. Let's discuss each individual response or fundamentals in detail. What exactly disaster response is? It's an immediate action taken during and after the disaster. Basically, whenever the disaster happens, what exactly response has been taken, which focuses on minimal loss of life and providing emergency medical care. What disaster preparedness we have to do? It is an advanced preparedness to reduce the damage or alleviate the human suffering, and requires a cooperation from district health authorities and community. Disaster mitigation is ongoing efforts to minimize the impact of disaster and focus on preventive measures and long-term strategies. Now, when we talk about disaster response, what exactly response is being given as a during and after the disaster is the primary function. To have it prejudged what exactly disaster response has to be given, there has to be a disaster preparedness which has to be taken into consideration in advance. Now, we can't define a disaster, but at least plan for the strategies to develop how exactly the preparedness for the disaster would happen. We'll discuss about quantity and quality aspect of disaster in further slides, and what exactly disaster means. How exactly this disaster cycle comprises of? It corresponds to different phases, basically. How the response, or how the preparedness or mitigation is applied, as well as the visual representation of how the cyclonic events of all this disaster management have occurred. Now let's classify the disaster to understand how the preparedness or how mitigation or how the response of the disaster would happen. Disaster impact to the health service causing calamities, injuries, and casualties. Western classification distinguishes between natural and man-made disasters, but we need to understand what exactly are the types and classification which are crucial for the effective disaster management. There has to be response to disaster involving multi-level cooperation and coordination. The preparedness and the planning plays a vital role in mitigation and impact of the disaster on the public health. Let's understand what exactly are the natural disaster and man-made disaster. Natural disasters would be anything like earthquake, volcanic eruptions, or landslides or avalanches. Man-made disasters would be like any war, or nuclear or biological war, or accidents, multiple vehicular or plane or train accidents which are happening, or drowning incidences which are happening. There would be some meteorological phenomena like windstorms, cyclone, tornadoes, or sea surges basically happening, or droughts for that purpose. Even the locust swarms and epidemic disease are considered into the natural disaster. Whereas collapsing of the building, explosions, fire, or any chemicals poisoning would be a man-made disaster. A classic example currently, which we all are aware about, the disaster is COVID outbreak. The health problems. Climatic exposures basically could cause a small health hazards. Whereas food and nutrition would determine into disruption of food stocks and crops. Whereas mental health and anxiety, neurosis or depression would be the other problem which would be aligned with the health problems, which may sound as a fear or a nervousness would be the mental conditions during the disaster. There would be potential risk of transmission of vector-borne disease in the long run during the disaster. These are the short-term effects. Whereas short-term effects of disaster would also evolve into some of the conditions where there would be involvement of death in some of the natural disasters. There would be severe injury requiring extensive care, which might transfer into communicable or more communicable disease. There would be food scarcity, which may result potentially into massive outbreaks where people might be not be able to have that much amount of food at large quantity, and population displacements. During disaster, we have to come across what are the injury patterns which may cause the different disasters. Like an example, in earthquake, mortality due to collapse structure, high risk indoors, especially at night. Common injuries include fractures, crush injuries, or burns. Understanding the injury pattern is essential for tailored disasters in healthcare response. Specialized training for healthcare professionals is crucial to address these diversified injury types, and collaborative efforts for emergency responders, medical teams, and enhanced injury management during the disaster is to be taken out. How exactly the healthcare management during the disaster would work, or how exactly the response would be? There has to be preparedness and response team. When we understand what exactly is the preparedness and response, we would be able to understand how exactly to tackle the disaster. So, to understand what exactly the importance of preparedness is all about, we should know what efficient disaster preparedness reduces the impact and saves lives. When we know what is a disaster and how exactly is the disaster, how efficiently we could tackle the disaster, we would be able to save lives as well as give an impact on how we could reduce the impact of this disaster. The initial hours of the disaster is the crucial time where probably the outside help might not be available. So the initial help, or with the limited stock or limited help available, you have to cater a large amount of community or large amount of people. Community action. There would be local community which would be helping, and there would be outside community. Now, local communities response is always swift and there is disorganized. But if local community is prepared with the disaster, there would be organized action with swift response. There's always a panic during disaster. So panic usually is localized and short-lived. Preserving a family and community structure is the important aspect in a community level. So understanding the nature of the disaster, understanding the nature of what the community reaction is, and preserving the family and community structure during disaster is the important aspect of a healthcare professional. Assisting at various levels, there are different levels at which the assistance would be required during a disaster. First is immediate level, where people with grave injury or triage system takes into place, where urban hospitals are the one who would respond to the localized hospital for an immediate care basis. On national level, some government bodies and NGOs would be formed who would come out to help and give a support in healthcare. There would be international level where or international level organizations and other countries would help in providing a additional or tertiary care. So level of assistance given at different level would be different. Immediate level, it would be only herbal. After a certain period of time or a certain number of durations, it would be national level. And once the disaster happens in a massive scale, it goes into international level. How exactly healthcare management during a disaster happens? Let's say there is a disease conditions like diarrhea. So it is basically caused due to overcrowding or contaminated food or water. So disaster like diarrhea disaster, which happens mostly in the rural areas, it is due to overcrowding and contaminated food and water. This kind of condition is mostly seen during fairs or the most important event in a particular city, or there is a Mela which is commonly known in India as Kumbh Mela, where this kind of conditions commonly occur. Measles, it is also due to overcrowding. Respiratory complaints due to poor housing conditions, storage of blankets and clothing, or else we could say it is currently called as pandemic, with COVID coming into play for respiratory complaints. Malaria, it is due to unhygienic conditions or probably use of mosquito breeding ground or stagnant waters nearby in the close vicinity. Meningitis, it is also due to overcrowding, and it is a seasonal disease in certain places, in most of the tropical regions, in the coastal regions. Tuberculosis, as India ranks fifth in tuberculosis, that every fifth person in India is bound to be a tuberculosis positive. So overcrowding is the major reason for tuberculosis spread. Thus, other diseases like xerophilia, anemia or tetanus, these diseases are classified into overcrowding and variety of other deficiency disorders or poor hygienic conditions. Stages of disaster management. There are warning stages where in natural disaster, there is a timeline set by a meteorological department or weather department or any other department who coordinates with weather, time or geological aspects. They give 48 hours warning for cyclones or a week for flood. So they predict a disaster occurrence. So we have a responsive time to tackle the disaster. Impact and rescue operation. For every disaster, there has to be a timeline when the disaster strike leading to rescue operations. This timely and efficiently operating of the crucial factor for the disaster management. Health and medical relief. During disaster, the critical phase of managing the disaster is for understanding the morbidity, mortality, and the loss of health is a crucial factor in understanding what exactly is the disaster quantity and quality aspect. Efficient release is a hallmark of competent district health officer. Rehabilitation stage. Post-disaster, the rehabilitation stage or post-relief stage, what we call is the important aspect in understanding and counteracting on the disaster. Displaced person rehabilitation in original setting. Political support proves a crucial aspect in successfully rehabilitation of this post-relief stage. Common health problems during all this disaster. First is infectious disease monitoring. Understanding the disease post-disaster, what is the potential disease hazards and monitoring it on all the stages or all the phases. Importance in addressing the health aspect for the temporary shelters as well as for the people outside the disaster prone area. There are some list of disease to be monitored in a temporary shelters post-disaster. Like disease like diarrhea or measles, which are commonly spread during the disaster, are to be closely monitored in the temporary shelters so that it doesn't reach out to the people outside the community and may fall in the fatal category and results into traumatic situation in and around the vicinity of the disaster area. Healthcare management. Healthcare officer, district healthcare officer at various levels coordinates with the different district officers to seek the help of preventive measures to counteract the disasters. This efficient disaster preparedness plan is crucial to know how the health management would take place during a mass casualty or a disaster. So basically understanding how exactly the disasters of various elements or various conditions would take place is the main reason of how we could control or prevent or act according to the disaster. There are different types of disasters in India which are prone to happen. Natural disasters like earthquake, floods, avalanche, drought or cyclone are prone to Indian conditions. There are some states which are prone to these disasters during particular time of season or particular time of a year. Like in Orissa, post rainfall, it is prone for cyclones. And the region of Gujarat, Maharashtra, as well as in some part of Madhya Pradesh, it's prone to earthquakes. Whereas coastal regions like Mumbai, Chennai are prone to floods during monsoon. There are some states which are prone to man-made disaster, which has caused casualties at numerous locations. There's a gas leak which we commonly know, which happened in Bhopal, which caused a mass casualty, destroying the entire city overnight. There was mass accident which has happened in Bihar, which caused loss of life of around 200 to 300 people at one given point. There were some mass casualties happening during riots or communal recognition or during some of the events at the back. Also, there were some fire explosions which has happened. So preparedness and programming a tailor for each disaster are crucial for vulnerable states. There has to be continuous monitoring on early signs and early systems on how these disasters happen and how to resilience these natural disasters. There's a collaborative efforts taken by some government majors, some NGOs and some other communities to strengthen the disaster response capability and also to strengthen the disaster management in certain areas which can't be provoked. Common health issues post-disaster. There are common behaviors generalized by panic situation as disaster cause major panic situations. There is spontaneous yet organized action by survivors. There are rumors basically regarding some of the common epidemics which would spread during disasters. Swift community-based initiatives often play a significant role in initial response effects. Collaboration of communication strategies help in dispersal of rumors and provide accurate information to the affected population. This entire points basically which we discussed were commonly seen during a mass disaster which happened 2 to 3 years back, which is called COVID. There was a panic situation which resulted into a complete lockdown of entire country for 1 year, which also caused some rumors to be spreaded during the epidemics with respect to its spread, its awareness, how exactly the treatment protocols are being taken into consideration, who are being treated with vaccinations, how exactly the disease condition is reacting to the human body. So all rumors taken into consideration. There was some community bias initiative which was playing a significant role during the initial responses of this disease condition. There was also some collaborative strategies which were planned by government as well as some private healthcare organizations to stop the spread of rumors and proactively, accurately provide information about what exactly is the affected population and how exactly is to the control, other control measures. Planning of disaster relief. Disaster planning should result in comprehensive district disaster manual. There are principles to be considered for this. Simplicity for immediate understanding. So understanding the disaster and understanding what exactly disaster would cause. The simplicity for how exactly the disaster has planned or caused has to be understood. Flexibility of different type of disaster pertaining to the main natural cause or main cause of the disaster should be assessed. What exactly would be the other causes of disaster, or probably this disaster may result into other complication of disasters coming into play. Clarity and consciousness of quick action. What exactly has to be done to prevent the disaster? What are the measures taken to prevent the further action or further response of the disaster? Adaptability of the day and night and holidays. So understanding if the disaster is happening at night, the response, if at all, could be given in the day. So to wait, the waiting period from night till day has to be taken into consideration, and the preparedness has to be followed up with that. There would be some disaster which might happen on during day, but during holidays where responses might be delayed. So understanding how the response would work. Extension of normal health working. If at all a healthcare response team works for 7 to 8 hours in a day, during disaster they work more than their precipitated hours. Basically, the extension of their working hours is been done. Rehearsals for how to respond to particular disaster has to be conducted. Understand the training part of this is to be taken into consideration and is been applied in different patterns. Understanding and application of triage in real life effect has to be taken into consideration. A proper training manual has to be set up for disaster relief as well as disaster management. A triage system of understanding of the triage has to be taken into consideration by medical response team to understand how the triage system works, where exactly the red, orange, black and brown triage system work. Key consideration of all stakeholders in planning process, establishing a communication plan for quick disseminated information of the disaster, ensuring the plan accounts for different scales of disasters, regular update on the plan based on lessons learned from simulations and real life events and the history of disaster. There is a planning for disaster relief. Assessment is the bigger problem. Evaluating disaster profile for over past 10 to 15 years, analyzing the data to identify the type and the frequency of disaster is a difficult task. Develop a general and specific plan for entire district. Ensure there is an alignment with overall state plan, and responsibilities lies with the chief medical officer or district health officer. Implementation stage. Collaborate with local authorities and experts for data analysis. Use GIS mapping to identify high-risk zone within the district. Conduct regular training sessions for medical and support services. Foster partnership with NGOs, community organizations for better preparedness. Till past 5 years, people were not aware about CPR techniques. Now, all the corporate organizations as well as government organizations are taking efforts to understand the CPR techniques and train their staff with the CPR techniques. So there is a preparedness for all the disaster planning ahead with the healthcare, knowing that how exactly in the disaster situation could be tackled internally or by using their own man force. Advanced warning and coordination. Meteorological department provides an advanced warning for all the disasters which are being planning to come or probably potential to happen in near future. They share information with concerned departments. It is coordinated with various entities along the district levels, and there is always a preparedness in crucial phases of life to minimize the loss of life. Coordination. There is a centralized communication hub involved to analyze the exchange of data which happens during the disaster and after the disaster. There is regular run or drills for interpretation of interdependent departmental coordination during the disaster. Create a network with licensing officer for each department to work and engage in joint training sessions with district for regular intervention and collaborations. There has to be a disaster manual design for each disaster to be happened. Disaster manual is activated is an activated disaster plan. It helps in understanding what exactly disaster code which has to be conducted. Based on that, there are some principles and plan synopsis which are to be considered. How exactly the disaster code could be activated, which could save the time as well as help in understanding the disaster in a proper way. There are some components involved into this. The clarity of the disaster should be defined in clearly manner during the disaster code, and its activation process has to be clearly mentioned. There should be emphasized and importance of adhering to conduct the principle of how exactly the disaster could be tackled. A brief overview of entire disaster plan structure, which would also include how the disaster action team would respond or be alerted during the disaster. There has to be specific roles and responsibilities given to particular individuals and departments to know where and what to act during the disaster. There are some action cards or there are some action events which are taken into consideration during the disaster, which helps in utilizing the time or which helps in utilizing the advances of disaster happening to the community at given stipulated time. It also ensures swift and organized response during disaster. The responsibilities breakdown helps us to understand which responsibility an individual would be performing during the crisis management or the disaster management in the healthcare system. It also enumerates specific roles for medical administrative staff and supporting staff. It also highlights the specific role in overall aspect to conduct a periodic refresher training for staff on their assigned role. There's a continuous periodic training which is happening for all the disasters, potential disaster bound to happen inside the hospital. A trials training or a mass casualty disaster training or a training of how to tackle an infectious disease or how to tackle a epidemic disease in the crisis situation is the important aspect which healthcare management should take care, and there should be committees, there should be reforms, there should be action plan and SOPs form to counter these disasters. Use of technology are the efficient card to be distributed to the during the emergencies for use and implementation of the disaster management. There is disaster containment basically. It is a phase to approach the maximum casualty mechanism effects. It depends on basically how the disaster type is, whether it is geographical, weather, or whether it is resourceful. There is an action plan to contain this disaster in a crucial manner and give an effective relief management to the people. The key element is basically the containment. To contain the disaster in a particular area or a localized region is the key protocol during the disaster. Developing a detailed protocol of different type of disaster and understanding how the containment of this particular key elements would happen is the key phase of disaster management and disaster control. Identifying and allocating a resource for containment efforts, establishing a communication channel for updates during the containment phase, and regularly review and update the containment strategies based on emerging technology. There is a chronological action plan which happens, initial alertness, active hospital disaster plan, and formulation of command nucleus. This effective organization and mobilization of the resources and detailed action plan helps us to understand what specific action in a chronological stage would be able to establish in a dedicated emergency operations, and have a checklist for resource for mobilization during the initial alert. It would also regularize the conduct of tabletop exercise to practice the entire chronological action in a planned way. The rehearsals and conclusions, basically the rehearsals are critical for testing and improving the plan. There are different types of rehearsals, different types of drills and stimulations included during disaster management. There is no one fit size for all plan. This continuous revisions and experience based plans, rehearsals and accumulated for the rehearsals. There's enhancement of the preparedness. Every time a documented lessons learned from each rehearsals and each drills are to be documented in such a way that it provides additional learning lessons or a feedback lessons to participants who are joining fresh, and also gives enhancement to improve the plan in future. It also fosters a culture for continuous improvement in disaster preparedness. It is also considered integrating a technology solutions in real-time monitoring and communications during the disaster phase. Anticipating the unpredictable. Hospital preparedness for natural disaster and emergency is multifaceted effort. It involves infrastructure readiness and personal training. By recent experience, it is highlighted the need of adaptability for unforeseen challenge is a must for a hospital. There has to be a risk assessment done before predicting an unpredictable event. Hospital should conduct a comprehensive risk assessment. It should identify what exactly the potential hazards or vulnerable situations of the geographical area would arise. There has to be informed disaster planning and resource allocation. Overall aspect of clinical preparedness is a critical step to enhance that disaster management preparedness has been taken place, and to understand what exactly the countermeasures a hospital or a healthcare facility undertakes during the course of disaster. This helps us to understand how exactly the disaster has taken place and what are the countermeasures which taken to provide in further disasters which would happen or probably counter it. There is an emergency protocol and resource stockpiling. Basically, the emergency protocols are to be so robust that the plans for understanding the disaster and pre justifying the disaster has to be taken place. There has to be regular updates and essentials to understand the part of past crisis or disaster which has happened and taking a learning from them and updating ourselves. There has to be adaptability situation or a threat which sounds as a crucial to know how the disaster planning would happen and what would be the disaster preparedness which has to be taken place and how crucial efforts of understanding the disaster and reacting to it has taken place. There has to be resource stockpiling for multiple medical supplies, PPE kits, pharmaceuticals, medicines, suture managements, everything taken into consideration during disasters. It also ensures the readiness during crisis. It minimizes the response time as well as optimum use resource utilization. The key components prove the proactive disaster management strategy as an important part in understanding the disaster and counteracting the disaster in a particular way. It helps us to understand what exactly the measures we require to counter during disaster and post-disaster. Surge capacity and crisis management strategy. There is a flexible design for hospital architecture to be adaptable to understand the convergence of spaces into treatment areas, utilize modular unit or repurpose non-traditional areas during disaster. The adaptability of isolation areas, importance were highlighted during COVID pandemic of ensuring the isolated areas used for disaster management during COVID-19. The key configuration of isolated areas for infectious patients, maintaining the strict infection control measures, understanding the infection control measures, telemedicine integration, enhancing the telemedicine capacity for remote care delivery, reducing the strain on physical resources, and maximizing the risk during emergencies. Coordination with external agencies and community partners. There's always a strong relationship with local and government agencies. Coordination with resource allocation, information sharing, and a unified approach with disaster management committee. It sounds a key collaboration with the government during disasters. The community partnership, engaging the large amount of community sectors to serve during disaster, holding the stakeholders with some responsibilities to be managed during the disasters, holds a key factor during disaster management. Connects with the hospital on a broader community level. Critical support from the community partnership during this crisis. Information sharing. Systems in place for real-time communication with external agencies and partners. And facilitating the cohesive response to disasters and emergencies plays a key and important role. Proactive and forward-thinking approach basically help during COVID-19 pandemic, which helped India to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic disaster at right time. At that point of time, entire world was worried about how India would tackle the COVID-19 pandemic and ongoing evaluation of disaster plan and management strategies help India to resilient the worry which world was facing of tackling the COVID-19. It was first response for our end which resulted into giving the COVID-19 pandemic a response by introducing a vaccine against it. So this helped us in future planning or future approach of how to tackle a disaster in a positive way. Thank you.